Retired logger Jack Abernathy is being reckless. He's riding on the hood of a semi loaded with trees, barreling down a rugged wintry slope.
Oh man, now we're going down the road. Woo woo woo! Wow, that's fantastic! Whee!
Okay, technically he is and isn't. Abernathy is seeing this all through a pair of virtual reality goggles. He's seated safely at the Pape booth at the 79th Annual Oregon Logging Conference in Eugene. Technician Christine Cantamessa checks in.
What do you see, Jack?
I see a guy cutting down a tree.
All right.
Man, that was neat.
It's reactions like these that please Owen Garrity. He owns FPW Media, which produced the 360 Pape virtual reality experience. He says cameras were set up in spots too dangerous for people.
Usually it's 200 or 300 feet, while the camera and where you really feel you are is maybe 3 feet away. We filmed in multiple different locations, Timber Products Mill in Medford and White City, as well as two different logging sites.
The virtual reality experience at the logging conference draws steady crowds who may have never set foot on a logging site or mill otherwise. As to whether this tech best enthralls, educates, or entices potential timber employees, Jeff Weimer says,
honestly, I think it serves all three. I do think it is a good entertainment value, but as far as recruitment goes, it's very good because a lot of people don't realize that we are more modern technology.
Weimer manages the student logging program at OSU's Department of Forest Engineering. This includes a harvest simulator, a chair, console, and monitor setup that costs roughly $70,000.
Running one of these big machines is a lot like a video game anymore.
One that puts you into the operator's chair, downing trees versus space invaders.
What it will do is allow a person to drive through the forest on 8 wheels and harvest the trees right on the hill slope. Then a next person can come through with what we call a forwarder that can load them into bunks and then bring those to roadside to be loaded onto a truck.
Weimer says it's actually more expensive and dangerous in the long run to bring students into a real machine.
It's very realistic. You know, the only complaint I have is the depth of field, you know, the 3D feel is not very accurate. But man, you can cut a lot of trees.
After 10 hours have been successfully completed in the simulator, students can then strap themselves onto the real deal, sawdust and all. And Timber's integration of new technology isn't just screens and simulations. There's also unmanned aerial systems or drones.
In the timber industry, where you have a lot of acreage, they'll also use more of a fixed wing or a flying wing besides just the multi-copter design.
Lane Community College flight instructor Sean Parrish navigates a small drone around a conference room. He says these maneuverable craft can do tasks faster, safer, and more often than people.
Monitoring the timber, especially in the first few years of its growth, spraying for pests and disease, things like that, will also be something that will come into play. But the big one, I think, would be the monitoring of the crop with multispectral imagery, and then taking that back to analysts that can see what applications that they need to apply to get a better harvest.
It's a lot more than just guys with axes. Pretty high tech anymore.
Milt Moran of Cascade Timber Consulting and Sweet Home says there's innovations going on with steep slope logging, where a tandem set of machines use a tethering system and remote control to do tree cutting. And on the materials and engineering side, there's buzz on cross-laminated timber, multi-layered panels that Moran says is stronger and safer than concrete or steel.
The World Trade Center, when those collapsed, it was because the steel had failed because of the extreme heat. And what we're looking at with large wood timbers is that they actually char over. They're protecting the steel joints where the bolts and the steel is with thick wood members.
On the safety side, GPS is being explored as a way to monitor the location of timber workers out in the woods. This can ensure a logger is out of harm's way when trees come down, or can help find those who are lost. Back at the Pape virtual reality exhibit, a long line of kids wait their turn to slip on the goggles. For some of these youngsters, it's a glimpse at their possible future. For retired logger Jack Abernathy, it's a good dose of nostalgia.
I used to set chokers out in the woods. It's a thing that goes around the logs, and you hook it into a bell.
It was pretty nice to revisit that experience.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty big crowd. Would you recommend this to other people?
Yes, I do, really, truly.
And so I take my turn. Christine Cantamessa walks me through it.
And where are you?
I'm on a road.
I believe you're on the truck.
I think I am.
For all the technological innovation, though, some in the timber industry say the real leap will be to fill a shortage of workers. That'll require some old-fashioned outreach.
It's going right over me.
Brian Bull, KLCC News.